Hey y'all, it's V, the Tax Lien Strategist. It's been a few days since I've been on here. Been busy, y'all. I don't mind telling you, been really busy. Fielding calls from people, just so many questions that people have and so many phone calls. People needing help. I'm helping some people here in Houston, elderly, some seniors who paid, finished paying for a house and don't have a deed. The person disappeared. So, you know, a lot goes into this. A lot goes into this. And what we don't do is blame our seniors for not knowing a lot of things. We blame the people who are at fault, the ones who use them to take from. That's who we blame. We're not going to sit up here and say, oh, well, why didn't you know? You know, there are just a lot of things people don't know. And that's why I'm the strategist. So I can tell them and let them know. But I've also been dealing with some research. And this research, one thing I learned about research is how it continues. One particular topic leads to something else and leads to something else. And so, you know, I present this research in a few days. So I've been studying, I've been fine-tuning, been practicing, you know, getting with, you know, scientists to help me make sure that the information is accurate. And I'm learning how to become published in the science world, because a lot of my work has to do with that. And a lot of my work is going to also be dealing with the health issues that come as a result of people, of home insecurity, and how people, what happens when people lose their properties or homesteads, the only homes that they know, the only areas that they know, and how they're being squeezed out of their neighborhoods where they have a cultural connection, and there's a cultural significance for them tied to these neighborhoods. There's a lot that goes into that. But what I wanted to address right now, I've got some people in Virginia. I mentioned I was going to get some information to them on their state. I'm coming, y'all. I promise. After Tuesday, probably Wednesday on, I'll be uploading a lot more of the segments in order to answer some questions, and then sending some emails, and then even setting up some conference calls to speak to you, and so I can know exactly what it is, what you need help with, so we can get some help to you. But I have a lot of people contact me who also are new homeowners, and you know, we've talked a lot about on this podcast. I've talked a lot about how our Black young people, you know, we're taught, you know, it's the American dream, do this and do that, and buy a home, and we're taught this by the very people whose ancestors it was who were destroyed what Black people had in massacres. Along with the help of the sheriff department, and you know, run people out of town just in the middle of the night, never to show back up. So their property ends up being stolen by the government. A lot of times it's the local government starts off by eminent domain, and then so forth and so on, however people have seen fit for it to happen. So our young Black people, I applaud them. They're out there doing the damn thing. They're getting married. They're buying property, homes to live in on their own. They don't have the luxury of having their parents, whose generational wealth was stolen and who can't even get reparations. Their parents don't have $300,000-$400,000 to hand over to them to buy their first home, like their white counterparts. And so I applaud them for that. And that's why I really work hard to try to help them, because I know, you know, what it's like. So I tell people all the time, when I started selling real estate 30 years ago or more, maybe, It was pretty common for monthly payments to be set up in escrow, principal interest taxes, insurance. We call that PITI. It was common for all of the payments to all of those to be in escrow, and mortgage companies would pay the taxes and insurance out of the escrow, the lender, mortgage company, the beginning of the year, pretty much the way it went. There are some cases where people paid their own escrow, but for the most part, this is what we expected. When we got people's closing documents ready, this is how it happened. And so as time has progressed, we have seen more and more people paying their own. But a lot of young people who call me and say, you know what, I crossed all my T's and dotted all my I's and I did all the research, Miss B, and I just heard about you. Someone told me to give you a call, did all this research, did all this, made extra careful that we were doing everything right, did the history on escrow, did the history on the property, and only to find out that after we moved in, that our escrows have a shortage and that our monthly payment went up, or our insurance premiums went up. And I'm saying that because it's happening more often than that, but than what I'm used to seeing. And so, you know, I don't want to be the voice of gloom and doom for these young people. They have the right to be happy. They have the right to smile. They have the right to be insulated from a lot of the history and the goings on of America. But the thing about it is, we can't leave our kids out there with no protection either. We got to tell our people what they're dealing with. And anybody who will say that racism and oppression and those type of things have nothing to do with what's going on needs to stop following this podcast, needs to stop listening right now, because you're not really ready for the truth. And there's nothing about what you think about what I say that's going to stop me from telling the truth. And so that's why we can blame national disasters that happen in a remote village somewhere and tell people that that's why your insurance premiums have gone up. We can use all type of reasons why that don't make sense after we've told young people to do their research. And we cannot blame people, you know, we cannot blame everybody for doing the what they're supposed to do. We have to continue to look at the source, and that is this country, that is this government, where everything is pretty much based on corporate greed. Interest rates continue to raise, property assessments, we already know. I mean, we got so many people who are contrarians out there. I know, with even the few mistakes that I've made, just in not so much putting out the wrong information on this podcast, but using the wrong words or the wrong terms, which sometimes give people another way of hearing the truth. All you got to do is listen to another episode and watch me correct it, because I don't really know how to edit my audio, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time trying to figure it out. You figure it out. I'm not trying to be the final word here. I'm trying to put the information out there and you research it for yourself. And I know people do. I know, you know, they discuss some of the things I say and that type of thing. But you won't find where I am purposefully out here giving out the wrong information. I was in a meeting not long ago. I may have mentioned this before. And I just let these men talk. You know, I let these, you know, white men talk, because when they walk into a room, they naturally think that you know, everyone has to yield to them. And so I kind of sat there, and then someone said something, and I knew I could contribute to that. And they talked about property in these neighborhoods. They were in such a rush to get their hands on these empty homes here. And I, you know, I'm like, you know, just because it's empty don't mean it's abandoned. Just because it's empty doesn't mean you're supposed to have it. You know, just because you want it doesn't mean you're supposed to have it. You know, who do you think you are? You know, if investors like myself and other people have to do our due diligence and find out who the owners are, then you do too. And it doesn't happen just because you want it to happen. At the moment, you want it to happen. And I'm telling y'all, they looked around and looked at me as if, who is this person? And who does she think she is? And I'm thinking the same thing. Who in the hell are you? And who do you think you are? Here I am representing the very neighborhoods that they're raping and that they're stealing land from and forging documents and using their, friendships with people in high places to acquire. And they got the nerve to think that I'm not supposed to sit here and tell the truth about this. And while I'm on the subject, before I forget it, let me say this. A lot of property that's taken in these cities, urban areas, for eminent domain, and you know, eminent domain is supposed to be where the government is grabs on the property, never pays the property owner fair market value, and say that it is to be used for some type of government project. Y'all know maybe some of this stuff, maybe a corner of it is used, or a fifth of it is used, or a sixth. All the land is used for that project, and that shit's gonna end up being ownership of somebody in a high place. Listen, it's been happening. The more they can keep the American people in the dark, the better it is. They're not going to tell you. Stop expecting your government to tell you the truth. Stop expecting even your city council people to tell you the truth. This is meant to no one in particular. And then it's meant to anybody who it applies to. People aren't going to tell you the truth. A lot of these, the people we vote for get in office, and they no longer think about us. They no longer court us. You look up and they're all and grinning and partying and courting the new kids on the block. But it's not too late. We're planning some things. You know, I'm not ready to talk about it right now on the podcast. But anyway, let me get back to my first point, because, you know, I'm real good, y'all know that, at going to the next point. So escrows, we're finding that young people are finding that their escrow accounts have a deficit. And so their monthly payments and or both insurance premiums are going up. Well, the mortgage company has to make up for the deficit some type of way. This is not, I'm sorry, but you can't research this stuff. It's just hard to research because you never know what reasons they're going to give for that. And it happens a lot with new construction, but it also happens, they found a way to make it happen with old construction as well. And so we used to tell our children, and you know, get your education, you know, get married, you know, buy you a home and blah, blah, blah. You all are, black youth are not, they're suffering a different fate than their white counterpart. Because a lot of their white counterparts have parents who have monies from that's been passed down, riches that have been passed down from all these, you know, all the riches that they've, come to own. And so, they don't, they can afford that. They can afford to you know, their kids are going to start off with no monthly payment. They can afford to use, or if they have to make payments, it's very minimal. And they have equity where they can go out there and, you know, we're supposed to be able to use our equity in order to fund businesses, to get ahead, if you know what I mean. And it's disheartening to see our youth, our children, who've done exactly what we've asked them to do, to still be burdened now with these type of things. So I have some ideas as to how I need to teach our young people also about purchasing property. At this point, we don't know how long this is going to last. So you don't have to rush. Now, let me tell you something, as opposed to paying rent, yeah, purchase something. If it's not a home that you live in, invest in some rental property or something, because all you're doing is, when you rent, is paying the someone else's mortgage. But we got some ideas on how we can get some information, you know, and kind of give our youth another avenue. So I wanted to mention some things that I've written down very quickly as to why people, first of all, because when people ask me a question, I just break it down I break it down to the ridiculous. I can't help it. That's just the way this brain works. So I had to first ask and make sure they understand. So I want to answer this question first. Why are so many people experiencing escrow shortages with their mortgage payments going up to make the difference? So they're going to tell you that it's due to increases in property taxes and or homeowners insurance premiums. That's true. Okay. I'm going to tell you what the insurance and the mortgage companies say is the reason. Okay. First. So when you have a mortgage, your lender may set up an escrow account to pay your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance. Your monthly mortgage payment includes a portion that goes into this escrow account. Lenders oftentimes review these escrow accounts. They do them annually to ensure that there's enough money to cover the taxes and insurance. They estimate the upcoming year's expenses based on the previous year's costs. So they pretty much know that the costs are going to be more, because when we get through factoring in new home sales and the prices that's right now, you know, it's passed on to lumber and all those kinds of things. It's a system, y'all. Anyway, they estimate the upcoming year's expenses based on the previous year's costs. So if your property taxes or your insurance taxes premiums increase, the amount needed in your escrow account increases. Your lender adjusts your monthly payment to cover the increase. Okay. And if the actual expenses for taxes or insurance were more than the lender estimated, there would be a shortage in your escrow account. To cover the shortage, the lender increases your monthly payment. We've said that. Property taxes can change due to reassessment of property value or changes in tax rates. Yeah, we know how that goes. Insurance premiums can also change due to various factors, including claims history or changes in coverage. Claims history. Ask your insurance to explain claims history, because that's vague, and that's just insurance speak. Ask them what they mean when they say claims history. You may be surprised at what, you know, of what they come up with. So, of course, when there's a shortage, they give you the option to pay the shortage amount in a lump sum or spread it out over the next year by increasing the mortgage payment. And this is why a lot of people see their mortgage payments go up to make the difference. So I had to ask myself, when did I start really paying attention to this? Because, you know, I teach people how to invest in tax liens and a few other things that have to do with tax liens, you know, real estate have to do with tax liens. But those tax lien properties primarily paid off, mortgages paid off, and people get in trouble with their taxes because of inflation and that, you know, being able to afford their taxes. So I had to really do kind of a deep dive into this monthly thing because we do have, you know, so many people, you know, purchasing homes, especially after COVID, where things were kind of, you know, kind of at a low, at a standstill. And let's not forget that 45, I hate to use the word Trump, but 45, his response to COVID was just, it was just so un-American. It was just so, you know, I mean, so things were at a standstill, though. Not, you know, people were still purchasing, rich people were still making deals out there, but people wanted to kind of wait and hold on to see what was where we were headed with this, where we were going with this. So now that things are kind of people think that where things are on the upswing as far as COVID is concerned. Well, it is because, you know, we can't, you know, we can't sit here and talk about COVID forever. There's other things, health matters that are important that we have to address and deal with. And we just got to kind of learn how to live with COVID. But and so that's and things are kind of on the upswing. OK, so I kind of started seeing paying attention to this, though. Well, last 5 or 6 years, and maybe a few years before COVID is when I started paying attention to it. And now I have so many people contacting me about that because they can't really get any intelligent answers. You know, they don't trust the mortgage companies or the insurance companies anymore because they weren't expecting this. And we know that these companies have speeches, planned speeches out there. Nobody talks to you and advises you anymore. On the phone, people at these companies are only telling you, they sound like a script. They're only telling you what their employee tells them to tell you. The rest, you're going to have to figure it out anyway. The rest, you're going to have to talk to people that you trust, okay? So, I had to ask myself, though, why I've just started paying attention to this in recent years. Well, there have been notable increases in property taxes due to rising values. Rising values. What's rising values based on? Somebody just saying something is worth it? Someone inflating the cost of materials so that they can inflate the cost of this and inflate the cost of that? Y'all know what I mean. It's a game. It's a system out here. We know this. We just got to learn how to play the game. So, the natural disasters that people blame for insurance rates going up, but why the rates don't ever go back down? I guess I'm crazy. That's how I think. So natural disasters are often blamed for insurance rate increases because they can lead to significant financial losses for insurance companies. When a natural disaster occurs, such as a hurricane, wildfire, flood, insurance companies have to pay out large numbers of claims to cover the damages. To offset the losses and ensure they can cover future claims, insurance companies may raise premiums for all policyholders, not just those directly affected by the disaster. So that's the basic of the insurance business. It's always been that way. Just you know, a few sentences, you know, you take it or leave it, because what are we going to do? Not have insurance? So this, I'm illustrating to people just what position the American people are really in when we're dealing with doing things the quote unquote proper way or the American way. And here I am with my silly self saying, well, okay, fine. You can't help but wonder why the rates don't go back down after they've increased. They got an answer for that too, y'all. Continued risk. Even after a natural disaster, the risk of future disasters remain. Insurance companies adjust their rates based on the perceived risk in a particular area. If an area is prone to natural disasters, rates may stay higher to account for the ongoing risk. Increasing costs. The cost of rebuilding and repairing properties can rise over time due to inflation and increased construction costs. Higher rebuilding costs mean higher potential payouts for insurance companies, which can lead to higher premiums. Historical data. Insurance rates are often based on historical data, If an area has experienced frequent or severe natural disasters in the past, insurance companies may view it as a higher risk and adjust rates accordingly. And they'll tell you this while they're writing their premium for that first home. Once they get you in that house, you're going to feel, you know, as if your hands are tied and you're just going to pay it. We pay whatever. Profitability and reserves. Insurance companies need to maintain profitability and ensure they have sufficient reserves to cover future claims, even if the immediate risk of natural disasters decrease. Because they do, y'all. Companies may keep rates higher to build up their reserves and maintain financial stability. So, yeah, that kind of, I'll just let, you know, the ones who contacted me about this peruse on this. I'll be getting a couple of emails to you later on in the week and some individual videos to you, audio to you, for your future to keep, to hold on to for the future reference, you know, just so you can remember this, and with some questions you should ask your insurance and your mortgage company. But you're doing a good job. You're doing your due diligence. You're doing what you're asked to do. You're purchasing property. And you know, I'm saddened that there's so many young people out there doing what they're supposed to do, and they're still disappointed because somebody, you know, you do your due diligence. Somebody still did not. You know, when I was selling real estate, I just told people, look, you can, expect this, you can expect that. We just weren't in such dire straits in order to sell a house. But then again, every other individual is a realtor nowadays. So I understand that, everybody sells real estate now. So people are hungry. I'll say that. Anyway, I will, if I forgot something, I will make it in addition to the same audio episode, if I've forgotten anything. If not, I'll see y'all on the next segment, the next episode of the Tax Lien Strategy.